Fort Worth. Powercat Game Day is brought to you by KS State Bank, CTI John Deere, Godfrey's Indoor Ranges and Tactical Supply, and Manhattan Area Technical College.
And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara here with Brandon Peoples. Thanks again to my previous guests. We had in studio with us from Fort Riley, the Fort Riley hiring fair is coming up. Benita Edwards with Army Community Service, Employment Readiness, as well as Marion Moore with Fort Riley Education Services. Sometimes here in live radio, scheduling issues happen. And I'll have to,
That never happened to you before, Brandon?
Oh, yeah.
People just like, oops.
Yep, I've had that happen before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We were going to talk with Dave Atchison from USD 383 about the upcoming Coral Fest. Unfortunately, Dave's not here. I made a little. Yeah, I know. I made that joke as I walked in. I'm not sure that might have skated by.
Dave's not here, man.
Old Cheech and Chong joke there.
I need to find that. That would be perfect to have here. Wouldn't it?
No,
not for that Dave, but for me.
Yeah, whenever you have to take a day off, we'll use that one. Dave's but anyhow, Brandon, you have some information up here on the Coral Fest. If you could share that with us.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be taking place this Friday. All sixth grade students from USD 383, they'll be getting together in the morning, and they'll be preparing for a beautiful group concert. Parents and family members are invited to attend. It'll be 11:30 in Peace Memorial Auditorium, and I believe that is at Bergman Elementary.
All right. And, so that'll be fun. I might actually want to come out and see that. I like music. I enjoy hearing singing. I'm kind of an old band nerd, so that's kind of something I would go out to see anyway. In the meantime, I figured with tomorrow being Halloween, we could talk about some Halloween stuff. You have some kids, Brandon, so Halloween might be a little bit more of a big deal for you than, say, me, where I don't have any kids and a family or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, it is for my oldest one. She's going as Moana, I think, a Disney movie character, and then we're dressing up the little one who hates her costume. She's 16 months old. Try dressing a baby in a costume. That's not always the easiest thing.
Yeah, I can imagine.
She just screams and cries, and she's going as a Dalmatian.
Oh, man. That's a pretty good costume.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine as a 16-month-old, maybe she's not fully lucid yet, so maybe she hasn't seen the 101 Dalmatians movie or anything like that.
Yeah, nothing like that yet. We've bought costumes for her. She was pretty new last year at Halloween. We got her a little lobster costume, and that didn't like that either, so two straight Halloweens, we've wasted money on a costume.
but you know, it's not about what the kids enjoy.
Right.
You know, that first year when they're not walking, Brandon. It's what us parents, what we want to see the kids dressed as.
Got to get that picture,
Absolutely.
That's exactly
we're
going to
have
gonna
some fun with this one. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to hang on to that picture for a long time, and then you'll be able to pull that out one day and be like, look at you, weren't you great? And she'll just probably be completely embarrassed or something.
But see, Halloween was a neat deal at our place. Now, my daughter's mother made all of her Halloween costumes up until she got ill.
Yeah.
And so, she put a lot of work in it. She's a crafty gal. She could do all kinds of things. But I remember she was like a little Boyd's bear. And, she didn't like that one at all. And her birthday's in November, so she wasn't very old when that one was on. So.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was probably, being able to craft a costume is pretty creative. I never had a costume probably as creative as you saw her create.
Well, yeah, when you said that you wore it earlier this morning, you said you went dressed in a trash bag.
I'm a creative guy, all right?
No, there's nothing creative around a hefty bag for Halloween. Other than the fact, the best use of a hefty bag is to haul the loot back to the house.
I never got a haul that big.
Now, it's one thing for humans to dress up, but what about dressing up your pets?
Oh, man. Oh, I'm not even going to attempt it. I have three cats.
Don't do that.
Yeah, one's a kitten. She's probably like 8 months old. She might tolerate it.
I think our guest is here.
Oh, are we?
Well, Halloween
how
is.
How about that?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, come on in. We'll just. This
no
is
problem.
This is live radio.
We're making it work as it goes. Not a problem at all.
How it works. Oh, we got three in the studio today.
Okay.
So we'll use these ones over here.
See ya. Have fun.
Sounds great.
Take a seat. Go ahead.
All right. And Riley, you pull up a chair too. We'll get you close when we need to.
We were talking a little bit about Halloween here in the meantime. While we're still getting a little prepped, what is your favorite part of Halloween in Manhattan?
Well, this year, I'll tell you honestly, it's going to be the Choral Festival, but I digress. I don't have little ones anymore, but I will tell you tonight at Ogden, we have a family night where the kids get to dress up, and we call it Spooks and Spaghetti. So that'll be great fun, and I look forward to that. The kids look forward to that every year.
Spooks and Spaghetti. Now, is it sort of just a spaghetti dinner, or is there more involved?
There is more involved. We know that kids learn better when their family is involved, when their parents are active with the school. So we get everybody together, and we network. We give out information. Oftentimes, we give away books. So it's a lot of fun.
All right. And, of course, there's also the Choral Festival coming up November 8th. Tell me a little bit about what we'll see there, some of the performances.
Well, the first thing, because I was delayed, I want to start by saying the Choral Festival itself takes place at the City Auditorium, and that's the one that has received so much attention with refurbishing and the support from the community. So it's a chance to come out and see what that looks like, and each year it becomes a finer facility. But what I want to do is see if I can't bring Riley in here and get her to answer a couple of your questions, if that'd be okay.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. We definitely have a couple minutes left. So, Riley, tell me a little bit about what you'll be singing at the Choral Fest.
Multiple different songs. A couple of them are Banjo on My Knee and Good Night. Those are some of the ones that we'll be singing.
And how long have you been singing for?
How long have we been practicing the songs?
Yeah, or just in general, how long have you been singing?
We've been practicing the songs for like a month, and I've been singing for about 4 years now since I got to the school.
And has your teacher been helping you out pretty well there? I thought my favorite part, because I went through school doing a lot of music. I played multiple instruments growing up, and I thought the sort of instruction time with the teacher was really helpful. What do you think of your music teacher?
He's really nice, and he's very helpful when, like, you need help. He'll make sure to find time to help you out. And if your instrument, like, needs repairing, he'll definitely repair it. And he is really, like, respectful, and he's very considerate about others' time, too.
Riley, they're going to think that I paid you something. You don't have to say those things because your mom's here. I do want to speak up. I had to be really tough with them in the beginning. And we're doing a kind of music that is so difficult, several different parts. Most of the kids haven't met that before. And so we had to really get after it in the beginning. And I'm not sure I was a very friendly teacher at the beginning of this year, Riley.
And, I think, unfortunately, we're just about out of time. But remind us, time, place, date of the Choral Fest so people who want to check it out can be there.
Thanks again. Friday is our Choral Festival. We're doing that at the newly refurbished City Auditorium. All the sixth graders, about 450 of them, and doors open at 11:15, so we'll see you there.
And thanks for making it. I'm glad you were able to get in.
Thank you for your patience. Education has to come first. So
yeah, it definitely
we were
does.
Hustling.
It definitely does. Well, that's it for today on In Focus. If you missed any of this episode, if you just want to check out the whole thing, it'll be archived on demand on our website, newsradiokman.com. Slide on down to where the In Focus section is. You'll see it there. Thanks, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Nick. Thank you much. Brandon, too. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have the Young Trustees Kelly Cook-Off as one of our subjects, and Accord Hospice on our schedule for tomorrow. Clark Howard, Rush, Dan Patrick, and The Game this afternoon on K-Man.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community. KMAN, Manhattan. is CBS News on.